If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
20 years here at the Rock in the Men's Room World Tour, rolling on. We're going to Bremerton.
Bremerton?
We're going back to Bremerton. This time, the Tracington Movie House in Bremerton, Saturday, July 19th from 2 until 5. That is not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the July 19th date. It is absolutely free.
Yes.
And since it is a movie house, and they have arcade games and everything else, this is the first ever Men's Room World Tour stop where it's an all-ages show.
It might never happen again.
So if you go, you're not allowed to cuss. Men's Room IPA 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven will be there, along with the Men's Room Beer Brats from Lily's. We're going to be there. I'll stop on by and drink a beer.
Yeah, man.
We're hanging out for a few hours, having a good time at one of our favorite spots, headed over to the other side of the pond, so to speak. All the details, by the way, on that party and directions at KISW.com. All right, do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com? You've got mail. I said that a lot. You've got mail. Birthday time, and they're brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Today's my daughter Kinsley's 7th birthday. How about a little kid fish sandwich and Coach Ted telling her how great second grade will be? Thank you. Lots of love. That from Mom and from Dad. Little kid fish sandwich.
Oh, my bad.
Fish sandwich.
All right. Congratulations. You made it out of first grade. Second grade, you know, it's going to be a good year. We're concentrating a little more on reading, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that down to the end of grade two, as I call it. You should call it second grade. Don't say that to them. Math's going to be a little tougher. But after that, man, by next year, by third, fourth grade, you're reading all the books you want. Do whatever you want. And I think you're still getting recess and snack time.
Yes, you
are. Second grade will be all right.
I think I can do the math from that grade.
I can do that.
I think it's division and, you know, that kind of thing.
It's about sixth grade, right?
Dividing.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was the show? Which grade was it?
The show.
Are you smarter? Was it a sixth grader?
Fifth grader.
Fifth grade.
Was it fifth? Grader.
Struggled with that.
Yeah, we dominated. Yeah, are you smarter than a second grader?
Exactly. Teen Jeopardy still messes me up. Oh, one more. Ola Bacholas listening to you from the Midwest these days. Did you guys see this email, by the way? May I please request a big 5-0 birthday shout-out to my husband. He is my everything beagle, and has been since meeting him in a war zone 19 years ago. I probably made 19 of his 50 years more difficult than it should have been, but we've had some amazing stories out of it. I'll send you my best Leroy Jenkins attempt from a recent Major League Baseball game that partially deafened Hubs, but drew a couple of nearby claps in recognition. Or maybe someone scored a run, I don't know. But either way, it was inspired by the men's room. Guys, they went to Wrigley, and they were sitting, I believe, in a suite. But it says, suite 50, turning 50. And below it, at Wrigley, it says, Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah.
On the board there.
That is so awesome.
Oh, nice.
That is
good
awesome,
call.
Right? So we'd love it if we could provide Coach Ted with a pep talk, motivating the side of 50. What else do we have? Maybe the dirty German's giving advice on dirtier things in an emergency midnight poop in a Heidelberg Schloss's parking lot. And if you have time, a Leroy Jenkins. Oh, thanks, guys, and lots of love. That from Kirsten. And for her husband, Israel.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, you want something dirtier than having to poop at night? How about what you're pooping out?
Yeah, so, you know, it's the interesting part. It's just like, sure, it's... As clean as it was before we started tonight.
Yeah, clean as a whistle.
Shower time. You want to do what?
All right, we're turning 50. You're probably thinking, what are the good things about 50? Well, Coach is going to tell you. Number one, everybody thinks you're smarter. You're 50 now. You're a fountain of wisdom. Probably not. Number two, anything you don't want to do, you just go, I'm too old to do that. Right? Could be something simple. Could be something you liked a week ago. But you're 50 now. Get out of it. Also, four simple words. AARP.
Jesus.
Get your discount, homie.
Yeah, I still haven't done that.
What are you doing, Montgomery?
I don't know. I could have gotten 10% off Hertz. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff
or
in
Alamo
there.
Or
I haven't done it yet. And then I had a conversation with a mother in Orlando, and she's like,
You idiot. She told me the deals she got for this exact same trip. I'm like, I need to sign up.
Yeah.
Carry all of it.
Carry that bad boy proud in your wallet.
Oh, hey, I got one more. Mike, can we get your penis is too small for my buddy Phil. Happy birthday, Phil.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Think about a couple extras. Mike, from your headlines yesterday, Ola Bacholas, I live on Whidbey Island, saw a guy on the ferry start cleaning his windows with paper towels and a spray bottle. Then he proceeded to clean his entire car. Love the show, guys. We're talking about shortcuts you can take to help clean the inside of your car.
That's how you do it, man.
Well, on the ferry, sure.
Huh.
And, Little bits all the time.
What it's not a bad call.
Yeah.
Kenny G's success is the subject. We were talking about maybe who was the most successful musician.
Come out of the Seattle area.
As far as money goes, you know, and sales. All the guys just emailed a comment on the statement that Kenny G is the most successful artist to come out of Seattle. I would dare say that honor would go to the late Quincy Jones. Stay groovy and rock on. That from Charles.
That is a strong argument.
I mean, between Thriller and...
You could be done. I mean, he did the Shaft soundtrack. He's done so many things, but yeah, Thriller alone. Mm-hmm. That probably made bank.
And one more. Water fun. We're talking about water. Guys, my favorite time was when a group of us were floating the Little Spokane River, about 11 miles northwest of Spokane. Classic summer event. This time, however, we rounded a calm spot and surprised a huge female moose, who was also enjoying the cool river. She let out a howl that let us know to get the F out, as if we caught her off guard. So we took our cue and scrambled out opposite of her as fast as we could. Be safe, guys. That from Crazy. All right, coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with the shout of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Throhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every day, or each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
All right, let's just get to it. In this story, you might think to yourself, man, you've told this before. I haven't. I've told a very similar story, different person, same scenario. As the story goes, we go to Florida, where a woman was locked out of her car earlier this month. She called 911 and claimed that an infant was trapped in the vehicle. Yes, this is like the 1,000th time in the last 2 years that someone tried to pull this. Now, as you probably already expected, when a sheriff's deputy responded to a, quote, priority one lookout at the Florida home around 9 a.m., he saw no child inside the vehicles parked in the driveway. When the deputy, Michael Cavanaugh, asked a male on the scene about the whereabouts of the infant, the man replied, quote, Brenda only said that to get you guys here quicker. Good looking out, bud. Anyway, the deputy then questioned the woman who called as she was inside of her house, and she stated that she only said a child was inside of her vehicle, in fact, to get them to come and open it up quicker. Now, keep in mind, you might think she's a drug addict or something like that. She's a nurse. She was then arrested for misuse of the 911 system. She was briefly booked into jail. She was released after posting $500 bond on a misdemeanor count. Stop saying there's someone, a child locked in the car, if there's no one locked in the car, because when the cops show up, they're going to figure out real quick that there's no kid in the car. You know how? Because there's no kid in the car, guys. Let's stay in Florida.
Right, it seems easy enough.
Right, you know what I mean? Just, I'm a cop. You call me on this. That is a top priority. I get there. There's no kid in the car because you're locked the F out. Call AAA, call a locksmith, something, right? There's easier ways. That's all. Or break the damn window. I don't care. We stay in Florida. It's always frustrating when a bad apple cop commits a crime while on duty. But this one seems kind of extremely bold and petty. So a 28-year-old Florida deputy named Justin Register from the Polk County Sheriff's Office, he resigned after he was caught stealing cash during a traffic stop. Now, he'd arrested the driver for not having a valid license. And he took the guy's wallet and phone, put it in the patrol car's trunk for whatever reason. Well, two other cops showed up, and they saw Register returning now to the car's trunk multiple times. And eventually, he returned the driver's belongings, but the driver said he was missing $300 cash. Obviously, everyone's a little incredulous. I'd probably say the same thing. But then again, I'm a liar. Now, everyone started looking for the $300, and that's when Register went back to his trunk, opened up a rifle bag, pulled out some folded cash, and said, quote, oh, here it is. Again, he pulled it out of his own rifle bag. Oh, look at that. It's $300. Well, it's obvious enough that the other cops immediately reported it to the supervisor. And in a statement, Sheriff Grady Judd said, quote, it makes me so angry I could chew the bark off an oak tree because he betrayed the
community. No, he did not.
That is his quote. I am so angry I could chew the bark off of oak trees because he betrayed the community's trust. That's why he's not in law enforcement anymore. Anyway, he was arrested for theft. And the sheriff says he would have fired him if he didn't resign. The department also said that he hopes all the cops' previous arrests and traffic stops are being audited. So now they don't trust anything that this guy has done. So there's that move. And then finally, this one applies to everyone that has ever signed up for anything. A federal rule designed to make canceling subscriptions as easy as it is to sign up for them. Yeah, it's been struck down by the U.S. Federal Appeals Court just days before it was scheduled to take effect. So the U.S. Court of Appeals, they vacated the FTC's click-to-cancel rule, which would require companies to allow consumers to cancel subscriptions using the same method they used to sign up. It's probably three clicks, you'd be done. And if you have a subscription to anything, you know that's just not how it works. So the FTC said, that's effed up. You're just making money off of people that don't want your product. Just let them click out. Doesn't seem like it should be a big deal. And they say it would have also stopped businesses from forcing customers through lengthy chat sessions with agents or creating other barriers to cancellation, right? So the decision represents a major victory for businesses that challenged the FTC's authority to modernize consumer protections without following what they argued were mandatory procedural requirements. So a bunch of blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the commission has faced mounting complaints about subscription prices, receiving nearly 70 consumer complaints per day. That was last year. That's up from 42 a day the year before. And the rule applies to almost all what they call negative option programs across any media platform. So negative option is, I just want to cancel. I don't want Netflix anymore. I don't want HBO Max anymore. That's great. But they put you through the ringer to actually cancel it. So the whole idea was, as easy as it is to sign up, it should be that easy to get out of it. And like I said, if you know anything about this crap, it's not. And in the months or weeks that it takes you to unsubscribe, they're still charging you for being a member of something that you have clearly stated I'm trying to get out of.
So that's sometimes they'll charge you for an extra month just to get out of it.
Just to get out, right? So the thing with FTC, they said that's complete BS, right? Just get rid of it. Let's let them click out. Seems like a good rule, but nope. So I do not know why, but the appeals court was like, nah, keep it the way it is.
Okay.
Well, those companies aren't making enough money, dude.
That's exactly what it is.
Because of that, Ted, I'm going to say that one sucks the most. Only because of the amount of people and the amount of different, everyone's got multiple levels in that in their life.
They do, and it's easy. I mean, like, look, if you can sign up by clicking yes, I would like to do this, we all know for a fact that it's equally as easy to click the hell out of something.
Correct.
The companies have to go out of their way to drag this out. And like I said, the benefit for them, I get it. Everybody wants to make money. It's just effed up. But we can still charge you for a few more weeks because we're dragging out your process. Right? That's the whole thing about it.
Right. Man. Yeah, so I think that's the worst. Because just the numbers alone. And you know what? It's a federal appeals court. They're the ones that suck.
Yeah.
Business
has
obviously lobbied for this. So you know, you know the game works. But I mean, all those people, like Ted said, yeah, I mean, they're fine. They're not
making enough.
Yeah. Gym memberships, like I said earlier, that's the worst for me.
And that would have applied to that as well, right?
Just any kind of membership you get.
Any kind of membership where they make it more difficult to cancel, or put it this way, it needs to be as easy to cancel as it is to join. So even if it's difficult to join, it can't be any more difficult to unjoin.
Okay.
And if it is very simple to join, it needs to be equally as simple to opt out of something.
So as far as the traffic stuff, well, okay, as far as the woman who had
the fake baby, non-existent baby in the car.
Well, she used emergency services.
Correct.
And that means that, you know, police have to do something other than what their job is.
And it's a priority.
The 911 caller has to do something other than what their job is. And you lied about all that. So I'm going to go with a guy that got fired in Florida who was the cop who stole the $300 out of someone's wallet during a traffic stop because it was between those guys. He was fired.
He resigned.
He resigned.
Because remember, his boss was about eating bark off oak trees. He was so mad.
That guy got his $300 back. I don't know why he handed over his entire wallet.
Because when you're under arrest, nobody knows the guy that he stole from was in fact being arrested because he was driving without a license or whatever. So he was being arrested. And if you don't know all of the laws, like, your stuff's going to disappear anyway. Whether you get booked and it goes into the envelope, or you're kind of panicking, you don't want to go to jail, the cop asks for your crap, you're probably going to hand him your phone and your wallet without giving it up. Because you don't assume that they're going to steal it. That would be my belief.
Florida cop, to me, in this instance, sucks the least.
Yeah, right. And unfortunately, I know this process because it happened to me once. Right.
That's how you learn.
Right. When you get out of jail, all your stuff's there. It's like in a little bag and they give it to you. But right, when you're getting arrested, at no point are you going to be like, let me count my money. They're not going to let you.
Right.
So you know you have it in there. I mean, I think when I got arrested, like $20. It was still, I still got it back. So for this guy,
I feel like when you have $300 in the wallet, you know you have $300 in the wallet.
He does.
You got $18, maybe you're not sure.
Right, but also, I don't blame him. Like, his wallet's up there, they're arresting him. So, like, it's, like, obvious the cop took it. The woman, and Thurl makes a good point, because those cops had to run a priority one call.
It's a missing kid.
Right, so that's lights and sirens. They're all going out, right? That's bad. But I am with Miles. The deputy, he resigned. The guy got his money back. So, hopefully, this deputy hadn't been doing this. But
how does that work where you're a cop, right? Or whatever your job is. But you stole from a customer, for lack of a better term, in this scenario.
Yeah.
Right? And you say, I'm going to resign. But how do you avoid, and even if it's a misdemeanor, a criminal charge? Like, you stole from, because put it this way, I steal from you, Ted, right? Now, two cops show up. And when I see these cops, I decide to give you your stuff back. I don't think I can just skate on that, as far as I know. Like, you gave him his ass back, and we didn't ask you to. It's just that you realize what might go down. So, Ted, yes, I broke into your play, or whatever the case is. Here's your stuff back, because these cops are here. But if the cops weren't there, obviously I would have taken it. I feel like there should be something.
It seems like he should get arrested
but
for
I don't
that,
know.
Too. I don't think he will.
Not he will.
Because, I mean, I think that's probably part of the reason they said, hey.
You can resign.
You can resign. Mm-hmm. Or
watch me eat bark off an oak tree.
Right. And they're not right. They're not going to arrest him and put him in there. But it's 300. But you're right. He should have some kind of charge.
Something.
He did steal from that guy.
Yeah.
I also love that he just like.
Oh, here it is. It's in your rifle bag in the trunk of your car.
Right. Like,
you didn't
even just pocket it. Like, you took the time to go back to your cruiser, get in the trunk, and go, oh, let's just hide it in here.
Yeah.
And then to be like, oh, I found it. I tripped. It fell in my rifle bag.
Yeah, yeah. I found
like,
it.
Come on, man.
Dwayne continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X or Instagram there. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A bakery in the UK was forced to apologize after a large advertisement was placed by a third-party company that completely covered up the definitive windows of an emergency booth with a defibrillator inside.
Jeez, man.
Yeah. Apparently, they had just cleaned that thing, too. It's a refurbished phone booth is what it is. So they're changing it up. It's
going to
have a defibrillator in there for, you know, maybe it's probably never going to be used, but hey, just in case somebody just seizes up there near it, you can grab a defibrillator.
It's like the fire extinguisher.
Exactly.
I don't assume I'm going to use it, but I know where it is, and it is very visible.
Exactly.
I think.
Does anybody know where the fire extinguisher on our phone is?
I'm thinking of the first aid kit. Yeah, no idea where that is. We're going to die, fellas.
We should make ourselves acquainted of the nearest fire extinguisher.
Yeah, you're right. I know where that first aid kit is.
But isn't Castle or floor marshal? Or whatever the hell they call
it. He and Frankie, I think.
Yeah, they should know where it is.
I know where it is. It's over by the bathrooms.
Yeah, the fire extinguisher is right there.
It is over there. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I think that's the emergency central.
Pretty sure. Yeah,
they got Advil. They got Advil.
That'd be where I'd go.
Defibrillator. Tylenol.
Ritz has recalled a swath of their peanut butter crackers due to a labeling error that could lead to allergic reactions.
To what?
Peanut butter.
Oh, it's a peanut butter cracker.
Yeah.
So you're telling me you got a peanut allergy, you still can't piece together that this peanut-flavored whatever just might contain peanuts.
Yeah. Or does their peanut butter not contain peanuts? Or that's what people thought?
That's a good point.
No,
I just feel like if I buy peanut butter, it doesn't also say, hey, if you have a nut allergy, don't eat it. It's in the name.
Hey.
Just, I don't know.
But I wonder if they got labeled as, like, the cheese sandwiches and they were
then
actually
I would
peanut
understand,
butter.
Yeah.
Don't open that.
But it said that they recalled their peanut butter ones. So I was like, okay. So
but maybe, you would, then it has to say peanut butter on there for you to know that you have the peanut butter. So in other words, what?
It has to say peanut butter on there so they don't get their asses sued for having peanut butter in there.
But I'm saying if you... So what, you're saying they're recalling it because there's not peanut butter in it?
I have no idea, dude. Yeah, I really don't know.
Because if you say we're recalling this, but it's mislabeled, well, I don't know if I have it because it doesn't say peanut butter. If it does say peanut butter, what idiot looks at it and says...
All right, they were labeled wrong. Right. They were labeled as the cheese.
I was right. Okay.
I'm like, hang on, let's look this up real quick. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right, because the headline was saying that the peanut butter ones got recalled. It's like, no,
the cheese technically ones they did. Got recalled right. That happened to have peanut butter, right.
A new study has found that 9% of young adults use alcohol or drugs while at work.
Only 9?
Right, that's kind of what I thought.
But you got to remember how they do these samples, right? So if you take the restaurant industry, 75% of people using alcohol or drugs at work. Retail, I don't know. They're all floating on cocaine, so who knows? But I mean, you know, some they're probably not. A lot, they really, really are.
And 9% admit to using drugs.
There's the difference.
Yeah. Apple is launching.
I mean, I don't think many people are like, yeah, I'm definitely drinking at work.
Oh, I'm flying, man.
Yeah. Well, it depends who asks.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right. I mean, really, if our boss asks, like, hell no.
No, man. No.
Come on. It's a professional operation.
Hide the bottle.
I'm at work. I'm practically in a suit and tie. It's just hot outside.
Yeah. That's why I'm sweating.
Yeah. Apple's launching new technology that'll pause FaceTime streaming when it detects sexting content.
Why? Why? That's the one time that nobody wants a pause in the action.
I think it's a... Are you okay that you're putting this out there sort of a thing? Okay. You are putting your boobs on camera. You are putting your downstairs on camera.
How does it know that you're doing
that? There's some sort of sensory technology that just recognizes shit.
Penis! Yeah, I was like, Ed. Ed in the office.
Yeah. There's one dude just scrolling through a computer
Oh,
no, there's a pair. Let me put the warning up.
Hey, you know how beautiful your boobs are.
That would make people stop.
It would.
If the warning showed up, right now it's a black screen that's like, hey, are you okay putting this content up there? If it was
Because I'm okay with you
if
doing
it. If it was Ed showing up like, hey, are you okay putting this on there? People can see it.
I can't be alone with my pants down, right?
Put people away.
Can you see me, Ed?
I'm running out of Jergens, brother.
Yeah.
Go ahead and wrap this up.
Just have a bottle. Right
I finish. You guys need to call the quits.
I'm good to go. I like too. If it's like a guy, he's just like, listen, man, just put it away.
Right?
Just
it only goes to the guys. Put your penis away.
Gun in the holster, sir.
I'm
Gun
trying to enjoy this.
Yeah, holster that weapon.
It turns out that the color of your snot could say a lot about your health.
They're really into the snot thing now.
They really are.
I thought we've known that for a while.
I think the color of anything that exits your body can tell you something about your health.
Ted, your blood... Pus, boogers, spit, poop, pee, vomit. You are absolutely right. Yeah, semen. If you're like, why is it that color?
Yeah.
I'm going to the doctor.
That will make you panic.
Yes, it will.
When you get done with business and you look down and go, oh!
What is that on your side?
Why is there a stream of red in there?
Yeah.
That's bad.
You step in Tabasco?
That'll freak you out, dude. I'll tell you what. Unfortunately, your risk of heart disease could be affected by something as simple as your blood type. They basically said that your blood type could be more susceptible to heart disease.
Okay, dude, they say which blood types?
Of course not.
Then why bring it up?
Because there's no point in telling you.
Hey, I know for a fact one of you is going to die. I know who it is. Who? Oh, well, I'm not going to tell you that. I just wanted to let you know.
I'm going to let you guys speculate that the one that seizes up, it was his blood type.
What if it's that lady from, what was it, like Guatemala or something?
Oh, yeah.
Who has that, like...
What was it?
Unfortunately, it's only your blood type and you're the only person with this blood type.
Was it like... Guana type or something like that?
Guana.
It was something like that.
Somewhere
dude.
Between guano and iguana. I don't think you want to. It's badass.
Badass.
Guano.
You got badass in your veins. Koalas. Koalas only spend 1% of their life on the ground. 1% of their life, and it attributes to more than 60% of koala deaths.
That's why they spend 1% of.
Right.
What eats them?
They get hit by cars, and I think a lot of stuff eats them. Anything on four legs, I'm sure, will eat them.
Okay, brings me back to pandas. Cute, funny. How are they not eaten by any apex predator?
Because they're all in Chinese cages.
But, I mean, they've got to be the easiest animal. Like, if I'm a predator, and I'm going through the zoo, you know, and it's like, oh, I got to eat something. Like, I'm taking the panda, man. There's zero fight.
they got a little fight.
A panda bear.
There was a video not long ago.
Come on, man.
Of a zoo worker that had a panda turn on it. And it got a little spooky.
Really? I've never seen.
I mean, the guy's totally fine. But the panda was getting a little scrappy. It got a little intense. I mean, the hair were raised.
That might be the angriest panda ever. I've never seen a video.
It looked like the panda was just playing too hard.
That's what I mean. They always look stupid. You know, I don't know. If you have like a child with no legs and just put them on the playground, that's what they seem like. Oh, did Billy fall again? Like, well, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what. I just Googled the koala bear thing.
Yeah.
That's why they stay in the trees.
Yes.
It's like dingoes eat them. Pythons eat them. Birds of prey. Mm-hmm. Domestic dogs. Feral cats.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we need to get off the cape. Like, koalas are mean. Maybe that's why.
Their main defense is, I have chlamydia. Go away.
Say less.
Yeah, I'm out.
Understood.
That's a good defense mechanism.
Oh, Lordy. When it comes to driving, most of it is common sense. But with a law book that's so extensive, there are some rules that get forgotten. Let's review.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 traffic rules everyone forgets. I don't wish anyone ill will.
Yes, he does.
Well, not most people. But ever hear of the law of averages? It's the commonly held belief that a particular outcome or event will, over a certain period of time, occur at a frequency that is similar to its probability. So for the evil Knievel motorcycle enthusiasts who like to roll through the red lights in my neighborhood and go around cars and trucks for their own sport, your time is gonna come. There's a reason why they call them donor cycles. Live to ride, ride to live, and eventually die because of your own stupidity. Have a nice day.
Damn. Damn.
Or a left-hand turn. You never know.
That's all it takes. These are traffic rules that everybody forgets is what I'm going to do here. Yeah. Because I'm sure none of us, I'm sure we've all forgotten these rules. You come up to a traffic light that is no longer working. You guys know what to do?
Stop.
Four-way stop.
Yeah, that is correct. Four-way stop. Treating non-working traffic lights as a four-way stop. They don't last forever, and sometimes they go out during storms, power outages, system failures.
That always works until people don't understand what a four-way stop is when they actually stop.
Yeah.
I'm just like, dude, you can't just go after that car behind you because everyone else has a turn.
Right.
That's jackalope.
That's somebody that doesn't know that it's a four-way stop.
Well, what I mean is, if you come up to an intersection, it's a four-way stop legitimately.
Yes.
All right, so everybody has a turn.
Yes.
So if a car goes in a lane, the car behind that can't go next.
No.
Which I've seen. I'm just like, dude, there's three other cars got to go.
You can get away with it if it's like two lanes and maybe, the guy that you're coming up next to somebody that it's their turn, you can squeeze on by on that.
What's the five-lane intersection by us, man? The, like if we're headed toward Green Lake, what is it, like 80th and what?
Oh, Jesus. I can't.
It is five lanes, man, and apparently, if you just add one extra lane to the four-way stuff, people get very confused. Like, okay, guys, we're just taking from four to five. Like, everyone's tail has a turn. It is always chaos.
I would say two-lane roads, too, when the lights go out. That's when it gets tough because people are just cruising.
Oh, yeah.
And also, pay attention when you're coming up to that four-way stop. Know when it's your turn.
That's all.
When you show up at that light, everybody who rolls to a stop after you goes after you. Everybody who was there when you showed up goes before you.
It's so basic.
It is. And yet people still can't figure this crap out. Because I'll sit there and I'll wait at a four-way stop. And it's this person's turn. And then they start waving me in like, dude, it's your turn.
Go, damn it.
Don't block the intersections. Again, these are traffic rules that everybody forgets. Blocking an intersection might seem harmless when you're in a rush, but it causes gridlock and can worsen traffic for everybody. When traffic is backed up on the other side of the intersection, you should not enter unless there's enough room to completely clear it. And I will put this out there. If you do that, if you sit at the traffic line, if you will, because you can see that on the other side of this intersection, it's jammed up. So you're not going to be the person to block traffic. You're going to wait in spite of the green light. Don't be the jack wagon that waits until your light turns yellow and goes, I'm not going to make it, and then you go block traffic.
Do you think there is a man named Jack whose last name is Wagon? There's got to be. And he hates the term. Like, hey, man, it's my freaking name, all right?
I got to look.
And you're looking up Jack Wagon?
I'm looking if there's a Jack Wagon on Facebook.
There's got to be a reason we say it. It's probably some guy that never made it to Oregon on the trail or something. Where's your wagon, Jack?
Oh, There's a few jack wagons on there.
Yeah. Yeah, not great.
10 traffic rules that
everybody...
How about
Hoff? H-O-F-F.
Yeah, and you know when you're going to block that intersection.
You know.
You do.
I'm not big on the horn, but if somebody's blocking the intersection, that's fine. I'll hold the horn the whole time.
I'll lay on it. Right. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of those, Steve. There's a lot of Hoffs. Using headlights when your wipers are on. This is one that
Thank
took
you.
Me forever to hear, honestly. I don't remember hearing that rule, but as soon as I heard it, I was like, that makes sense. I drive a white car when it is raining outside. That splash comes up all over the freeway, and I go dark. Mm-hmm. I get invisible, so I need to put my lights on.
Everybody does.
Yes.
Even if you have emergency lights on your vehicle.
Right.
I don't know why it drives you up a wall. Like, come on, man. Like,
you're the guy.
You're setting the tone out here. Like, your wipers are on. Turn your damn lights on.
It might seem like overkill to turn on your headlights during a daytime drizzle, but this rule is about visibility, not brightness. When your windshield wipers are on, it usually means visibility is reduced for everybody, and that includes you.
What do you mean, usually?
Not usually.
Well, yeah, well, I guess maybe some people just put them on for no reason.
Look, even today, there's a little bit of drizzle. Like, when I drive home, my lights will be on.
Yes. Because it doesn't hurt anything.
No.
You're not draining any battery doing that. You don't look stupid doing that. It's just about people seeing you. And then if somebody moves into you, now you have plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
You're good to go. Traffic rules that everybody forgets. To obey the no turn on red signs.
I called out my buddy last night on it.
Did you?
I just said, just for the record, that is a no turn on red. He's like, damn it, I didn't even look. My wife gets on me all the time. I'm like... They're there, man.
Billy put 5,000 of those signs in Seattle over the past month and a half.
No kidding.
God,
routinely ignored. And part of the reason why...
No, forgotten, Steve. Nobody ignores these rules. That's against the law. You forgot it.
It's like jaywalking. Mm-hmm. I check for traffic. Right. But I'm not sitting here doing nothing...
I hate...
For no... Sometimes it makes sense. I go, I get why this one is here. Other 99% of the time... I'm like, you're just doing this to exert some authority or something.
Yes.
I do not care.
Either that or we truly showed that we as a society can't handle...
Turning right on
right. The free right. Like, can we step it up just a little bit? Traffic rules that everybody forgets. To stop for school buses.
Oh, no. Stop for the damn school bus.
Just stop. Well, the only thing that comes in there is that there are certain... times with like an X amount of lanes or there's like a center divider where you're allowed to roll by the bus opposite direction.
In the opposite, yeah, but I just won't because it involves kids. It's funny,
my
daughter...
Didn't you see that stop sign come out of that side of that school bus? Both sides should stop unless it's a highway.
Right.
I agree. You know? Yeah, my daughter, she's impatient like I am in the car. And just a couple of years ago, driving the kids to school, we get stuck behind them. And I'm doing everything I can to get around it. I can see the bus stop coming, but we get stuck behind it, right? And the kids stay forever to get on. Their kids. And my daughter's like, blow the horn. I said, baby, listen to me. Your dad ain't scared to blow the horn at any damn body, but do not do it at a school bus. That's just a bad look.
Right.
I'm like, just be patient.
And also the guy that treats it like it's a true stop sign where as long as you stop once, you're good to go. No, sorry. You look like a jerk.
Explain to my daughter, do what your dad's about to do. Call all those kids something profane under your breath, but do not honk.
And sometimes you'll get the cool bus driver that will see the line of traffic behind them. They will stop at that stoplight and not pull the sign out. Yeah, like, all right, everybody get around. Traffic rules that everybody forgets. To follow the left lane passing rule.
I mean, I do that. I mean, I'll pass you on the right if you're camping in the left.
Hell yeah.
Hell that.
The left lane is for passing. It is not your cruising lane.
No, it's not a driving lane.
No. No, it is not.
Unless you plan on passing everybody.
Exactly. Which sometimes you do. Sometimes especially here in Seattle, that left lane, if used properly, you can get out and around people 100%. You absolutely can. The problem is when you get that guy that just sits there.
Yeah. What are you doing, man?
All right, but if you're on a highway and the left lane is HOV, does the lane next to it become the passing lane?
It's the non-HOV lane, the furthest left non-HOV lane. That's kind of a catch-22.
But it kind of sucks when you're in an HOV lane, and then the person in front of you is kind of camping. Like, dude, not that we can quote-unquote gun it, officers, but you get a little more leeway to get up over the speed limit, brother. Come on.
Exactly.
Man.
Well,
I don't speed too crazy, but if there's traffic, I'm in that HOV lane. If I have somebody with me.
Oh, yeah.
But then I get people on my bumper. It's like, dude, I'm already going 70.
Right.
Right. Yep.
And if I do cruise in the left lane, but I'm constantly checking that rearview mirror. And if anybody's coming up on me at all, I get out of the way.
That's all you got to do.
I also have a buddy who sometimes, if people are blocking the left lane and the HOV lane is open, he will treat it like a passing lane.
Yes. Oh, a lot of people do that one. And I get it.
I don't recommend that advice.
Does your buddy look like you?
I do hang around people that look like me from time to time.
Or do you look like me?
No, he says it every morning when he's brushing his teeth.
And then I will leave you guys with this final traffic rule that everybody forgets, totally forgets and doesn't ignore. To come to a complete stop at the stop sign.
Absolutely, when there's no traffic in any
California.
Direction.
That was literally my first ticket. I was 17 years old, and I did a California
stop.
I yelled at a guy today, just because the way the exit is, they're doing the light rail thing, so my particular exit, the stop sign, is a little farther back than you would think.
Okay.
If you're a normal driver, but this guy, he just blew through it, almost hit the side of the car, and I'm like, you have a stop sign, mother effer? And then I'm like, I may have done the same thing, but since you almost hit me, I can be mad about it.
Do you think the people that ride those Lime scooters are listening to this? Because they are
not
on the road, and they don't follow any of this stuff.
Nope.
Don't get me started on those. Just when you thought Australia couldn't get more wild, now they've got a resident zombie.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified 21-year-old man visiting Nantucket, Massachusetts. Ted, how about that?
All right.
Now, over July 4th weekend, our honoree was doing a little catch and release fishing on the beach, and he caught himself a common sandbar shark about 4 feet long. And after showing it off for a minute or two, our good Samaritan dragged the shark back into the water, returning the graceful creature back into the ocean. And it is a cool thing. There were a couple of guys last year. I was in Delaware with my kids. They're doing the same thing. They catch sharks. All the kids are race over there. These guys explain what kind of shark it was. Kids are absolutely fascinated.
Yeah.
And toss their ass back in the water. And these sharks are maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet long. Not huge sharks. So this guy, 4 foot long shark, same thing. He shows it off to a few people. People are interested. It's too big just to toss in the water, so he has to kind of drag it out. And the way the waves are coming, and clearly the tide is coming in, shark's struggling a little bit on the sand. But finally, this man gets the shark back into the water, and the shark swam off. But not before biting the guy's leg, and he ended up having to be airlifted to the hospital for his injuries.
I always wonder about that. Because I see people doing it all the time, and it's like, perfect release. And it's like, do they ever turn around and just bite you?
It just happens.
This shark was big enough where it mattered. Like, the ones I saw in Delaware, I mean, you don't want them biting you, but it's like the difference between bitten by a Chihuahua and a St. Bernard.
Yeah.
This guy got the St. Bernard, and it's not funny, but if you watch the video, you'll get a good chuckle. Yeah, his ass had to get airlifted. Mm. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.